we are alarmed by the clandestine scheming of this wonderful initiative by the government for political gains. This program was created through the efforts of members of parliament, especially the local government and rural development committee and the administrator of the district assembly's common fund. The local government committee, realizing the quantum of outstanding arrears on the quarterly releases from the Ministry of Finance to the district assembly's common fund, took the initiative to demand that these arrears be paid to the DACA for onward disbursement to the assemblies. However, taking into consideration the numerous complaints by the honorable members of parliament regarding the adverse impact of deplorable road conditions in their districts, we, together with the administrator of the district assembly's common fund, decided that these arrears should be used to acquire equipment for the MMDAs, for the road maintenance. The MPs have been solely deleted from the management of this program, and it's painful because we have initiated, created it, and we are assured that we, together with the MMDCs, will manage the management, the projects, and also the initiative of this program. We are, by this press conference, asking that this bad faith exhibited by the government and the exclusion of the members of parliament must be reversed immediately. What we meant is that we were expressly assured that the MPs and the DCs will together chair the management committee that will be formed